بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي جعل الدنيا مزرعة للآخرة ومقصبة للعاقبة، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إله واحدا صمدا فرضا وترا جبارا متكبرا قادرا ملكا غفارا، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، رسول المشرقين وإمام المغربين، رسول مكيا مدنيا حاشميا كروبيا روحانيا تقيا ذريا شمسيا بدريا بشيرا ونذيرا. فيا معاشر المسلمين، اتقوا الله فقد فاز من اتقى، فإن يومكم هذا يوم عظيم، عظمه الله وشرفه ورفع قدرته وعزته، فهو يوم الاستغفار واليوم الندامة، فهو اليوم الاستجابة الدعوات. فيقول سبحانه وتعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس بما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: لا يقعدون القوم يذكرون الله إلا حفت عليهم الملائكة وغش عليهم الرحمة ونزل عليهم السكينة وذكر من الله في من عنده حكم الروح عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable ulama ikram, respected elders, beloved brothers, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the choices of salat and salam upon Habibullah Mustafa Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator, our sustainer, has wallahi favored us with many, many bounties and many, many favors. Again and again, ulama mentioned that the greatest favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bestow upon any individual, regardless of his geographical disposition, which continent he comes from, which country he comes from, which gam and lineage he comes from, his race is immaterial to eyes of Allah. Whether it's male or female, gender also immaterial to eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the greatest favor Allah can give anybody is the wealth of iman. For Allah himself mentions in the Quran that وَمَا كَانَ لِنَفْسٍ أَن تُؤْمِنَ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Nobody can believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as the risalat of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except with permission granted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you and I are Muslims not by fluke, it's not by chance, it's not by virtue of our ancestry, it's not by virtue that we have migrated from a certain continent, a certain country, no. It is only by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have Islam, that we have Iman, that we are the flag bearers of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as the risalat of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we ought to show gratitude and shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great, wallahi, great, great favor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. We know our shortcomings and our weaknesses. So despite our weaknesses and our shortcomings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept us as Muslim. Many people out there, wallahi, I tell you, outwardly, seemingly, they seem to be more deserving to iman than you and I. They were the children of Anbiya. They were the brothers of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. They were close family members, the uncles of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Imagine being an uncle of a prophet and yet being deprived of divine assistance from Allah, divine guidance from Allah. Being a child of a prophet and yet being deprived of guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you and I, we are far from that, subhanAllah. Look at where we are. We are in the corner of Africa, the southern part of Africa, the Horn of Africa. And where did the effort of Islam and Iman started? In the Middle East. So we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has given us this great wealth of Iman. And subhanAllah, Nabi Sallam mentions in the hadith that إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُؤْتِ الْمَالَ مَنْ يُحِبُّ وَمَنْ لَا يُحِبُّ وَلَا يُؤْتِ الْإِيمَانَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَحَبَّ إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا أَعْطَاهُ الْإِيمَانَ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Allah gives wealth, power, control, dominance to whomsoever He wants to give. To those whom He loves and those who do not love. The criteria for the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in no way linked to a person's material progress. If a person's material progressing in terms of the world, he's got a certain stature and position in society, this is in no way showing that he's close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unless to couple with that, he has the requirements of Iman, which is taqwa, and he's compliant to the Sharia, then subhanAllah, nurun ala nur, then his material progress becomes means of also of his spiritual progress also, subhanAllah. So we should make shukr to Allah subhanAllah for this great wealth of Iman. The month of Ramadan has just passed us, subhanAllah. You know, great month, great opportunity For those who have taken the opportunity, subhanAllah, Allah has given them great rewards. And for those who have lagged behind, we need to now reflect and see how we can make do for all the wrongs we've done in the month of Ramadan. Because Allah subhanAllah always gives hope and inspiration. There's nobody doomed to hell. As long as we've got the last breath in our body, we still got a chance and opportunity to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is ever waiting for us to turn to Allah. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Allah says, hasten and turn. Come running, come flying, come in the highest speed. Come and turn your attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this month of Ramadan has passed us. Opportunity was given to us. Subhanallah. Amongst the amals and the actions that we're doing in the month of Ramadan, if one notices, is that many people now had a link and a connection and a ta'aluk and a nisbat with the Qur'an. Because this is the month of the Qur'an. شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي عُنْزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. Allah Himself mentions the month of Ramadan is that month in which the Qur'an was revealed. Subhanallah. So we've been reciting a lot of Qur'an in the month of Ramadan. But we do not have to, we mustn't leave now this reciting of Qur'an. We need to also keep that istiqamat. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَادَ رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Those who say, my Rabb is Allah, then they have istiqama. Allah says, تَتَنَزَّلَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَنْ لَا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزُنُوا. وَعَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. Allah says, those who say, Allah is my Rabb, and they are steadfast. Steadfast is meaning that come what may, conditions and situation may come in a form of tidal waves. It may come in forms of tsunamis, difficulties and calamity, financial, medical, or whatever, however it comes, subhanAllah. If a person has true conviction in Allah, then he will attain, he'll now have istiqamat. He'll be steadfast in whatever he's doing, subhanAllah, in terms of his amals. So Allah wants us to attain that level of istiqamat, to become people who are parban on certain actions and amal. Therefore, we find there's a famous saying that al-istiqama fawqa al-qarama. That istiqama is even much more better than a miracle. Because miracles are temporary. The miracle of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had taken place in his time. We only read it as records in the Quran. We recite, we read it from the Quran. We look in the ahadith. The miracles that took place in Isa alayhi salam's time, it was subjected to that time and that situation. We don't see it happening now, subhanAllah. But the miracle of the Quran, subhanAllah, it started 439 years ago. Till today, subhanAllah, we're seeing the level miracle of the living miracle of the Quran. Quran is the highest level of mu'jiza. It is the highest level of miracle, subhanAllah. So we need to bring this Quran alive. Wallahi, brothers, wallahi, if we want to attain salvation in this world and as well as the akhirah, then we need to make an effort to understand what the Quran is saying to us. One is, alhamdulillah, we will recite the Quran. It comes with many, many, many virtues. It comes with many, many goodness. But more than that, we need to understand what we're reciting. So we understand what we're reciting, then we'll make an effort to bring it into our life. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about speaking lies, then it becomes copy and paste, you know. Then if Allah speaks about lowering your gaze, it becomes copy and paste. If Allah speaks about involving yourself in businesses that have usury and interest, it's come copy and paste. Subhanallah, we start applying the Quran. We'll bring the Quran into our life. Wallahi, that which should become a means of protecting us from all the difficulty. We find ourselves in a very, very difficult position. Is the Ummah at large, this very, very time, very, very difficult position. But wallahi, the salvation and najah will only come via the Quran. If we recite the Quran and we make an effort to understand what is in the Quran. Allah says, وَذْكُرْ مَا فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Recite and ponder and reflect on whatever is written in the Quran. And if you do this, you'll attain levels of piety. You'll attain levels of salvation. Wallahi, you'll become people of morals and etiquettes. Why do you think Sahaba radiallahu ta'anhu were people who were pagans? They were pagans. They were people who had no morals. They had no culture. They were not cultured people. But when Islam and Iman came to them, when the Quran was revealed to them, wallahi, they became such refined personalities that today we take from their akhlaq and from their character. And we take from the Bahru al-Ulum, yani the oceans of knowledge we take from them in the different sciences, even if it is medicine or it is science, whatever it is, in the forefront of all these things, we'll find there are Muslim scholars. So wallahi, if we make an effort to bring Quran within our life, the month of Ramadan was amongst the lessons was brought to us is to bring Quran alive within our lives. And wallahi, if you do this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reform us. Allah will not change people. Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin. Allah will not change people hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim, until you yourself make an initiative to change yourself. Many a times what happens is We become so complacent and we want changes. You know, we want to change the government. You know, we're not happy with the ANC. We probably have a DA or maybe another party. Or we're not happy with our local councillors. Or we're not happy with the matawallis of the masjid. Or we're not happy with this people and that people. We want change and reformation. But wallahi, we're not realizing that change and reformation starts from you. You need to change your perception with regards to things. You need to make an effort to bring deen alive within yourself. And then, subhanallah, it'll have effect in other people also. So the Quran was such a great miracle revealed to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of the scholars, they mentioned that kulli shayin yartabitu bil Quran yusbihu azim. Everything which has a link and a connection, a ta'aluk with the Quran, becomes great, virtuous, meritorious. Anything has a link with Quran becomes great and virtuous, my dear brothers. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, al-Jibreel nazala bihi al-Qur'an, fa'asbaha sayyid al-malaika, wa sumiya bi ruhi al-amin. That Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam was appointed the responsibility of bringing a revelation from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and he was the one who brought revelation to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a period of 22 to 23 years. Now because of this responsibility, this nisbat, and the connection he had with the Qur'an, he became the chief of all the malaika, just by virtue of the connection he had with the Qur'an. وَسُمِحَ بِرُوحِ الْعَمِينَ And he was called Ruhi al-Amin. The title was given to him because of the nisbat he had, and the connection he had with the Qur'an. Subhanallah. وَمُحَمَّدْ صَلَى اللَّهُ سَلَمْ نَزَلَ عَلَيْهِ الْقُرْآنِ فَأَصْبَحَ سَيِّدُ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ Then Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran was revealed to him from Lawh al-Mahfuz via Jibreel to the heart of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because the Quran was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had become the best of mankind, the best of the former and the latter of people, subhanallah. The best of all people, the best of all persons, whether it's prophets and non-prophets alike, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has become the best of all mankind. And he mentions, subhanallah, al-Qur'an nazala fi shahr Ramadan. Qur'an was revealed in the month of Ramadan. فَأَصْبَحَتْ خَيْرُ الشُّهُورِ And because it was revealed in the month of Ramadan, the month of Ramadan have become the greatest of months. One sheikh, one pious wali of Allah, Shibri alayhi salatu wasalam, he was asked, أَيُّهُمَا عَبْدَلْ رَجَّبْ أَوْ شَعْبَانْ أَوْ الرَّمَضَانْ Which month is more virtuous, رَجَّبْ شَعْبَانْ أَوْ رَمَضَانْ He says, قُلْ رَبَّانِيًا وَلَا تَكُلْ شَعْبَانِيًا وَلَا رَمَضَانِيًا Be the worshipper of Allah. Don't be the worshipper of months. Worship your creator. Have the level of constancy. Whether Ramadan is in or Ramadan is out. Ramadan has been brought for us to rejuvenate and renew our iman. But it mustn't be when Ramadan goes and then now we stop worshipping Allah subhanahu. So subhanallah, the month of Ramadan had become virtuous because of the fact that the Quran was revealed in that month. وَعُمَّةِ مُحَمَّدِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ سَلَّمْ نَزَلَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقُرْآنِ فَأَسْبَى خَيْرُ الْعُمُومِ That the nation of Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Qur'an was revealed to them. See, the Qur'an is a dustur. It's the constitution. It's a mode of life. It's the way you live. It is not just like how the Christians, they have the religion, and then subhanallah, they would do things subjected to a time and subjected to a place. No, Qur'an is walking, talking. Everything the Qur'an explains to us, subhanallah. So the Qur'an was revealed to the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and by virtue of this, they have become the greatest of all ummah. Allah says, "Kuntum khayr ummah ukhrijat lin-nas." You are the best of all nations who has been taken out for the benefit of mankind. So, what has brought us to the level of being the best of all nations? Subhanallah! It is the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa taala has revealed to the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wal Quran nazzalat fi laylatul qadr, fa asbahat khayrul liyal. The Quran was revealed in laylatul qadr. And because the Quran has that nisbat with that night, Laylatul Qadr had become the greatest of all nights. There's no night much more greater than Laylatul Qadr. Allah Himself mentions in the Quran that it is more virtuous than 1,000 months. He says, فَوَالَّذِي نَفْسِ بِيَدِي لَوْلَ الْإِنسَانِ فِي حَيَاتِهِ نَزَلَ الْقُرْآنِ أَصْبَحَ خَيْرُ النَّاسِ لِعَنَّ حَبِيبُ اللَّهِ مُصْطَفَى صلى الله عليه وسلم قال خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ He says that person who the Quran enters within his heart and his life, his day, his night is subjected to the Quran. Everything he does conformity to the Quran, then he will become the best of all nations, best of all people. Why? Not because I'm saying so. Not because a scholar is saying so. Because Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that the best amongst you is he who learns the Quran and teaches others the Quran. So subhanAllah, this month of Ramadan, the lesson of the Quran has been brought in front of us. If we want change and reformation within ourselves, within our society, globally in the Muslim ummah, wallahi, it will only come via the Quran. For Allah mentions in Surah Taha, Allah mentions that فَإِمَّا يَعْتِيَنَّكُم مِّنِّي هُدًى فَمَنْ تَبِيَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَذُلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى. The person, when guidance comes to you, guidance comes in the form of revelation, comes to you. And that person who follows this guidance, Allah says he will never go astray. No, he'll be among those who are wretched. No, he'll be among those who are losers. Ibn Abbas, when he makes tafsir of this verse, he says, تَكَفَّرَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى لِمَنْ قَرَعَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَمَلَ لِمَا فِيهَا أَلَّا تَظِلُّ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَشْقَى فِي الْآخِرَةِ. Then Ibn Abbas mentions, Allah takes a surety and Allah takes a guarantee. Allah is Baniyaz. Allah does not need to take surety. Allah does not have to take guarantee. But Allah wants us to see the importance of this message that is behind us. Ibn Abbas mentions that Allah takes the surety to show us that the importance of reciting and bringing the Quran alive within our lives. He says the person who does this, La yadhillu, he will never go astray. And we know that we're living in very, very touchy times in terms of aqaid. And all a person mentions that sometimes a person can be doing a lot of amals. He can be going for hajj, going for umrah, and he can be 5 times salat also. He's waking up for tahajjud, he's doing every form of neki amal, good amal. But if his aqaid is not correct, then even that person who's drinking alcohol with the correct aqaid will go to Jannah. He's doomed to Jahannam with all his good actions. So if you recite the Quran, and if you make an effort to bring alive the dictates and the commandments of the Quran, then wallahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep you on the right path. You'll be sida sada, on the straight path. Wala yashqa, no will you be among those who are wretched or those who are losers. The scenario will be like this on the day of Qiyamah. People will come with huge amount of good deeds. Wallahi, huge amount of good deeds, a lot of good deeds. But because they have usurped the right here and usurped the right there, and they have trample this person's right and that person's right, and because they said a few words here and a few words there that hurt people's feelings, all these good deeds will now be transferred to these people. Can you imagine a person working in this world? He works for a company for 30, 40 years. So what actually incites him and makes him wake up in the morning? Because he tells himself, you know, a point will come when I have to retire. But I'm working like this and I'm waking up like this in the cold winter's morning and I'm going through all this difficulty, the traffic and everything else. Because I know a point will come when I retire, I've got a huge package for me. And I know this package will be able to go through maybe 10 to 20 years of my life. I will be set. Everything of mine will be okay. So this actually drives him to go and work and work. And then what happens is on the very same day when he now needs to retire, retirement age now is about 60 years. So the person now is about to retire on the very same day. He comes to work and he finds the whole factory is closed. Whole factory has liquidated. Everything now is gone. Can you imagine the state of mind this person is in? Wallahi, people would kill themselves. People go to the extent of killing themselves. The anxiety, the stress. How are they going to be able to live? So imagine at the day of Qiyamah, with all your good deeds, you have invested all the good deeds. It's not easy making 5 times salah. Allah mentions in the Quran also. It's not easy. It comes with a level of mujahada and sacrifice. And Allah will give divine assistance also. It's not easy to wake up for tahajjud. It comes with sacrifice. It's not easy to do good actions. There's always obstacles. Shaitan will put obstacles. But a person overcomes all these obstacles, all these hurdles. And then subhanAllah, he does these good actions. And he's got a lot of good actions. And he leaves this world with aspiration that, you know what? I have done what I've done. Now let me see what happens in front of Allah subhanAllah. And then he comes only to find that he's owing rights to people. It outweighs his good deeds. Now you can imagine his state of mind at that time. So if a person recites the Quran and brings the Quran alive, one of the promises Allah makes is that he will not be among those who are wretched, those who are losers in the Akhirah. Allah will retain his actions for him. Allah will give him the ability to protect and preserve his actions. This is subhanAllah, promise from Allah. In fact, Allah mentions, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Allah has made a wa'ad. Allah has taken a pledge, a promise. Allah says, Allah has given a promise on those who believe and do righteous deeds. What is the promise? Allah promises them that Allah will forgive them their sins. One is Allah will forgive them their sins, because ultimately, brothers, wallahi, no matter how pious we have become, end of the day, we are humans. we will say something wrong or we'll do something wrong. You know, sometimes it is not intended, but it is somewhere we have hurt somebody else, you know. Sometimes it's intended also, you know. So these mistakes we made, if we do two things, one is we have iman, which Alhamdulillah has given us this iman. The other is we make an effort to bring good actions, good amal. Allah makes a promise. Allah will forgive us our sin. And not only that, Allah will give us ajrun azim. Allah will give us great reward. Now you imagine what is great reward. Great reward to me and you brothers. Wallahi, we cannot comprehend what is great reward. When Allah says great reward, Malikul Amlak, He is the control of the entire kingdom. If a person of wealth and stature comes to you and say, brother, you know what, I need a certain task to be done, and if you get it done, don't worry, I'll sort you out. It's coming big from my side. When he says this, we know there's something big coming, because we know this guy is not a normal guy. This guy, subhanAllah, in terms of finance, he's high up in the food chain. So much of aspirations we'll have to fulfill this task. While we know at the end, subhanAllah, we're getting some good benefit from this person. Imagine if Allah is saying, Ajrun Azeem, what great reward is there that Allah is speaking about? So the month of Ramadan has come like that. For that us to practice and bring alive these amals. So out of Ramadan, we're able to now revive these actions. It should not be the case that when Ramadan goes, now we fall flat, totally flat. No, brothers, wallahi, we need to attain the level of istiqamah. We mentioned the verse of the Quran. Allah mentioned, "Inna alladhina qadu rabbuna Allah, thumma istaqamu." Those who say, "My Rabb is Allah," and they have istiqamah. Istiqamah, wallahi, steadfastness. This is what we need to attain, steadfastness. Wallahi, if we get the steadfastness, then wallahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make all our actions easy for us. So this is what the month of Ramadan was brought for us, to reflect and now correct our deeds, correct our actions, whether it is mu'asharat and mu'amalat, whether it's business dealings, social dealings, domestic dealings, you know, all our dealings. In fact, one of the reasons some of the scholars mention, what is the reason for itikaf? It is a point in which a person now reflects and captures himself and says to himself, now let me look at myself and see how I can better myself. So all these actions in the month of Ramadan was for that. To refine ourselves, make us better persons in terms of akhlaq and character. And you know, I know, wallahi, we're suffering in terms of akhlaq and character. Wallahi, we're suffering in terms of akhlaq and character. Because deen was not just spread by talks. Deen was spread by akhlaq and character. When Sahaba went to China, they did not know Mandarin language. They did not know the local Chinese language. No. It was the akhlaq and the character that spoke volumes to the people. And because of this, they came into Islam. So the month of Ramadan also has taught us to refine and reform our character, bring it like how Nabi Sam's character, sublime character of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that sabr that we learned in the month of Ramadan, we need to now make an effort to bring that also out of the month of Ramadan. Because wallahi, if you look at our own South Africa, we are the minority, probably 2%. From the 98%, we've got non-Muslims around us. And they're not going to see us. They don't know that we make salat. They don't know that we make tahajjud. They don't know we go out in the khuruj fi sabilillah. They don't know that we're giving sadaqah. They don't know how much of wealth they're giving us. They only know when we speak to them, this is how we speak. If we are abrupt, then they know that this is Islam and this is deen. And if our dealings are crooked, then they know that you Muslims, this is how they deal. So wallahi, akhlaq and character is another lesson that we learned in the month of Ramadan. If we just need to up our akhlaq and character, if you look at the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one third of deen is just deeniyat. Salat, zakat, hajj, umrah, dhikrullah, tilawatul quran, sadaqah. One third of deen. Two thirds of deen, the bulk of deen, is our akhlaq and character. How we interact with other people. Even if they're kuffar. Even if they're kuffar. In fact, there's a hadith that Allah subhanahu inspired Ibrahim alayhi salam. Awha Allah Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam wa qal, Ya Khalili, ahsin khuliqaka ma'an nas walau ma'al kuffar. Tadkhul madkhal al-abrar. Oh Khalil, oh my Khalil, beautify and perfect your character amongst the people, even if it is non-Muslims also. If you do this, you will become among those who are righteous people. You become among those who are the pious people. So this month of Ramadan, wallahi, was brought for that. For us to rectify our akhlaq, rectify our dealings. Because wallahi, life is very, very short, brothers, wallahi. How many people we know of that passed away before the month of Ramadan? They were also making the dua, Allahumma barik fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. And then they passed away before Ramadan. And how many people are yet to pass away also? Our pious predecessors, they would make dua 6 months before Ramadan to attain the month of Ramadan. Why? They knew the qimtiyat and the value of the month of Ramadan. And then 6 months after Ramadan, they will make dua for acceptance of the amal. And now you need to understand, if you look at the malfudat of the different scholars, Mullah Zakaria and all the different scholars, you'll find that in the month of Ramadan, wallahi, the lives that they live, wallahi, it's unbelievable. There were scholars like Imam Shafi, 60 Qur'ans they will finish in the month of Ramadan. Now we say 60 Qur'ans, not just reading, ya'lamuna ta'lamun, no, reading correctly, properly, pondering on the Qur'an. Reading with correct recital, reflecting on the verses of the Qur'an, 60 Qur'an. That is what all the other tasks that they had of writing kitabs and doing the different things. Imam Shafi, he was a person who was also a master when it came to medication. He was a master when it came to poetry. He was a master when it came to intuition. He would look at a person and automatically he will tell what kind of person this is. So they had so many different tasks around them, which was all related to deen. But yet despite this, the month of Ramadan, wallahi, they went to a very, very high level. And yet after the month of Ramadan, they will make dua that Allah must accept the month of Ramadan. That's why one great scholar, he mentions, لَعَنِّي أَعْلَمَ عَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ تَقَبَّلَ مِنِّي حَبَّةً مِنْ عَمَلٍ يَقُونَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِنَ الدُّنْيَ وَمَا فِيهَا. لَعَنَّ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى قَالَ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. For me to have the pre-knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted one action of mine, not as huge as Umrah and Hajj, not as huge as a lot of money in the path of Allah, but as small as an iota seed, as small as an atom, something that the eyes cannot see. Even that much, if I know Allah has accepted for me, it is more pleasing to me than the entire world and whatever the world contains. He says why? He says because Allah says the prerequisite for acceptance of amal is taqwa. Consciousness of Allah. Creating a barrier between yourself and the punishment of Allah. So wallahi, this month of Ramadan has come. It has passed us. But the whole important thing we need to know is we need to bring these actions out of Ramadan. We need to understand that that Rabb who was protecting us and inspiring us in the month of Ramadan is that very same Rabb who exists and always exists out of the month of Ramadan. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand the importance of this great month of Ramadan, to become amongst those that, subhanallah, shun bad evil, stay away from bad actions. You know, one person, he mentions, agar achi amal nahi kar sakta hai, to guna bhi nahi karo. That is bare minimum. If you cannot do any good action, the bare minimum, stay away from haram. That is the bare minimum. Wallahi, if you cannot do good actions, then stay away from the haram and do those mandatory actions, the likes of salat, you know, and if Ramadan come fast, all those mandatory actions, you cannot do optional actions, then stay away from the haram. So Allah give us tawfiq to be among those who understand, take a lesson from the month of Ramadan, become among those who have constantly and istiqamat and bring alive all those actions that we had in the month of Ramadan. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.